wealth taxes. Man, everybody's got an opinion on those, right? Like, are they the magic solution to inequality, or are they going to completely wreck the economy? I feel like it's all anyone's talking about these days, but we wanted to go a little deeper on this one.
Yeah, beyond the usual talking points and really look at what the research has to say, especially when it comes to, well, let's just say it, tax evasion.
And that's what makes today's deep dive so interesting. We're diving into a brand new paper by Rotberg and Steinberg. It was just published in the Journal of Political Economy.
And it takes a really, really smart approach to this whole question of wealth taxes in the U.S.
Because, and this is important to remember, we don't actually have a wealth tax in the U.S., so how do you even study something that doesn't exist?
Right. Well, these researchers, they figured out a way. They focused on something. We do have a ton of data on something that could give us some real clues about how a wealth tax would actually play out in the real world.
Okay, I'm hooked. Lay it on me.
Capital income tax evasion. Basically, how people already try to avoid paying taxes on the money they make from investments.
Ah, so they're looking at what people are already doing, even without a wealth tax in place. Clever.
Exactly. And what they found is that this kind of tax avoidance, it's super common, especially among, you know, the ultra wealthy. So their argument is, if we want to understand how a wealth tax might actually work, we can learn a lot from how people are already dodging taxes on their capital gains.
So instead of assuming everyone's going to play by the rules, they're looking at how people actually behave when there's a lot of money on the line.
Exactly. Makes you think.
Right. It does. So walk us through their model a bit. How did they approach this?
So they essentially asked, what if people react to a wealth tax the exact same way they react to capital gains taxes? You know, like, as that wealth tax rate goes up, does the incentive to, say, stash your money in an offshore account somewhere, does that increase too?
Interesting. Because on the one hand, you hear all this really optimistic stuff about wealth taxes, like more money for social programs, less of a gap between the rich and the poor, maybe even a boost to the economy. But then Rotberg and Steinberg come in with, like, a dose of reality.
Because, let's be real, if there's a totally legal way to avoid paying more in taxes,
yeah,
people with the means to do it are going to find it, right?
Oh, absolutely. So did their model back up that optimistic view, or did things get a little more complicated?
Let's just say that anyone who thinks tax the rich is some kind of simple, magical solution might be in for a bit of a surprise.
Oh, I think our listeners can feel a butt coming on here. Give us the headline. What happens when you introduce this element of evasion into the mix?
Well, even with a relatively small wealth tax, like the kind that might seem totally reasonable on paper, the model shows this, like, huge spike in tax evasion. We're talking, like, double, triple, maybe even quadruple the amount of hidden wealth compared to what's already out there.
So much for that big influx of cash for social programs, huh? Sounds like a lot of it would just disappear.
Right. The revenue gains that everyone talks about, they don't materialize because people are finding ways to shield their assets.
Okay, so we've established that evasion could be a major issue, but what does that actually mean for, you know, the average person? Like, if the government isn't raking in all this extra cash, are we really any better off?
Well, and this is one of the most, I think, alarming findings from the paper. Because of how this whole evasion thing plays out, wealth taxes could actually make inequality worse.
Wait, really? That's wild. How does that even happen? I thought the whole idea was to take more from the wealthy and, you know, redistribute it, make things a little fairer.
Right, but think about it. Who's got the best resources, the best tools to navigate all the, shall we say, creative aspects of the tax code?
Yeah, whoever can afford the best accountants, the best tax lawyers, right?
Yeah, exactly. The ultra wealthy, they've got a whole arsenal at their disposal to protect their assets.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they might have to pay a wealth tax on paper, but in reality, a big chunk of their money is basically invisible to the tax man.
And in the meantime, the rest of us are just, like, trying to figure out how to make it to payday.
Exactly. And to make matters even worse, this whole evasion game can really drag down the economy. When wealthy individuals are pulling their money out of the system to avoid taxes, it's not being invested in a way that creates jobs, you know, stimulates growth, all that good stuff.
So it's not just about the rich getting richer. It's about the potential for everyone else to be worse off.
Right. It's like this ripple effect. And what's even more striking is that the paper actually ran simulations of what would happen if some of those big name wealth tax proposals, like the ones we heard from Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders a few years back, if those were actually implemented.
Yeah, those were big news. A lot of people were saying those proposals were the answer to income inequality. So what did the research show? Spill the tea.
Well, according to their model,
yeah,
Both the Warren and Sanders plans, when you factor in this whole evasion element, they would actually lead to a significant drop in GDP, very little actual revenue for the government, and get this, widespread welfare losses.
Wow. So it's not even just that it doesn't work. It potentially makes things worse for pretty much everyone.
Yeah, it's a really stark reminder that complex issues rarely have easy solutions.
For sure. It makes you wonder, is there any way to make a wealth tax work? Or are we just, like, stuck in this cycle of good intentions gone wrong?
Well, before we throw in the towel completely, the researchers also looked at a slightly different approach. Something designed to, let's say, minimize the temptation to take your money and run.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more about this less doom and gloom approach.
What if, instead of a permanent wealth tax, it was temporary, like in place for a set period of time?
Interesting. So almost like a wealth tax with an expiration date. Did their research suggest that this might change how people behave?
That's exactly what they found. Their model showed that when faced with a temporary wealth tax, people were way less likely to go through all the hassle of moving their assets offshore.
I guess it makes sense. If it's a one-time thing, the effort and cost of hiding your money might not be worth it. But if you know you're facing that tax every year, indefinitely, suddenly it seems a lot more appealing to find a workaround.
Right. Seems intuitive, but it's one thing to have a hunch, it's another to have the data to back it up.
Totally. So this temporary wealth tax thing, any real-world examples of that actually happening?
As a matter of fact, yes. Argentina actually implemented a temporary wealth tax a while back, and the paper found that it had a much smaller evasion problem compared to those more permanent wealth taxes that other countries have tried.
Huh. Maybe there's a lesson there for policymakers. Instead of these massive permanent wealth taxes that might incentivize all this evasion and economic disruption, what if we took a more targeted approach, like a one-time levy to address a specific crisis or fund a particular initiative?
It's certainly an idea worth considering, right? It just shows that maybe the classic wealth tax model isn't the only option or even the best one.
It seems like every time we dig into these really complex topics, it just leads to more questions. But I think it also shows how crucial it is to have these conversations. We have to really look at all the angles, all the potential consequences of these big policy decisions. It really makes you think, you know, about all the things we might not even consider at first glance. Like, we've been talking about how people might try to avoid paying wealth taxes. But this paper, it also brings up something even, well, more out there, the idea that people might try to strategically time their own death.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little dark when you put it like that, but it's actually a pretty fascinating area of behavioral economics, especially when we're talking about things like estate taxes.
Because those are kind of like a wealth tax on whatever you leave behind, right?
Exactly. And there's a ton of research out there on how people adjust their behavior, even really big life decisions, to minimize their tax burden. So when you introduce something like a wealth tax, suddenly the timing of death, especially for the very, very wealthy, it can become this whole strategic calculation.
So are we talking about people actually, you know, trying to speed things along if they think a big tax hike is coming?
It's definitely a possibility, though, of course, a very sensitive topic. But on the flip side, you could also have people trying to hold on a little longer if they think tax laws might loosen up in the future, even if it means, like, racking up huge medical bills.
Wow. It's kind of a mind-blowing, if not slightly creepy, example of how much these financial incentives can influence our choices.
For sure. It adds this whole other layer of complexity to the wealth tax debate.
Yeah.
And it shows just how difficult it is, even with really sophisticated economic models, to fully account for, you know, the unpredictable nature of human behavior.
Which honestly is what makes this whole deep dive so fascinating. Mm-hmm. Always more to uncover, more to learn, more to think about.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, I think we've just about scratched the surface on this deep dive into wealth taxes. We've covered a lot of ground, potential benefits, the very real challenges of tax evasion, unintended consequences, and even, well, the rather delicate topic of strategically timed exits.
We've really tried to dig into the arguments, the data, all the complexities that policymakers, and really all of us, need to be aware of when we're talking about something as impactful as wealth inequality.
And while we definitely haven't solved all the world's problems today, or even come close to answering every question, hopefully this has given you, our amazing listeners, the information and maybe even the inspiration to go out and do some more digging of your own.
Because at the end of the day, informed citizens are the backbone of any functioning society, especially when we're talking about issues as big and complex as this one.
Absolutely. So until next time, keep asking those tough questions, keep challenging assumptions, and keep those critical thinking caps firmly in place.